Hi, this week we're discussing this question. Would Americans crucify Jesus today? What we're asking is this. If Jesus had come to America in our lifetimes rather than 2,000 years ago, what would we have done with him? Would we have done to him what the Jews did to him 2,000 years ago? To answer this question, we need to ask, what made the Jews so upset with Jesus that they finally killed him? And after we ask that question, we need to ask ourselves another question. Are we like that? Do we get upset in similar ways for similar reasons? Well, let's examine some of the things that made the Jews upset with Jesus. First, some were upset with Jesus for saying he was the Son of God. For example, people were upset that he claimed to be equal with God the Father, John 10, verse 30. Jesus claimed to be one with the Father, but he did not claim to be the Father. There's a difference here that needs to be maintained. Some people today would have been upset with Jesus as the Jews who crucified the Lord, for they claim Jesus is the only person in the Godhead. They deny the existence of the Father and Holy Spirit. And just as the Jews were upset when Jesus taught there was more than one member in the Godhead, so these religious groups today become upset with the same doctrine. In 2 John verse 9, the Bible says, "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son." Do you see the word both? He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. The word both means two. The Father is one person and the Son is another person. They are two persons forming the one God. Just as a husband and wife are two people, but one flesh, Matthew 19, verse 5, so the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three persons, but one God, Genesis 1, verse 26. People who get angry over this today are like the Jews who became angry with Jesus and eventually killed him. Let's be careful here. Number two, some people were upset with Jesus for saying he was the only way to heaven. In John chapter 8, verse 24, Jesus said, "Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." This upset the Jews. Most of them thought they were pretty good people. They had come from good families. Their parents had not heard of Jesus and did not follow Jesus, so why should they? In fact, many were so upset over this, they eventually crucified Jesus. But people today become upset over the same thing. The Lord will only save those who are in his body, the church. Ephesians 5, verse 23. He has only one body, or church. Ephesians 4, verse 4. People become very upset when any group teaches there's only one body and they are that body. My friend, it is a Bible fact that there is only one church which Jesus established, Matthew 16, verse 18. Now, we may disagree about which church constitutes that church, but it is still a fact that there is only one church which he built. Let's not become angry like those Jews who crucified Jesus, but let's reason together, Isaiah 1, verse 18, and determine what that one church is. If it's the church of Christ, then you need to be a member of that church. If it's not the church of Christ, then you need to reason with the members of the church of Christ and help them understand that they are in the wrong organization. All these different churches cannot all be right. Someone is wrong. I can assure you, I personally do not want to be wrong when the world comes to an end. Number three. Some were upset with Jesus because he condemned their religious traditions. In Matthew 15, verses 7 through 9, Jesus said, "Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. When the Jews did religious acts that were unauthorized in the Scriptures, Jesus condemned this. He condemned them for not keeping the commandments of God. Matthew 7, verse 21. But people today are often of the same attitude as those Jews who crucified Jesus. They become upset, even angry, when it's pointed out that many things they do in religion are not authorized in the New Testament Scriptures. For example, the doctrine of salvation by faith only is a human tradition without any biblical support whatsoever. In fact, the expression faith only is found only once in the Scriptures, James 2, verse 24, where the Scripture plainly says we are not saved by faith only. Second, the doctrine of once saved, always saved is a human tradition without biblical support. The Scriptures plainly teach that a Christian can indeed fall away, even to the point of being eternally lost. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 11, and 2 Peter 2, verses 20 through 22. And finally, the doctrine of salvation without baptism is another example of a human tradition without biblical support. Over and over again, the Scriptures teach that baptism in water is necessary for salvation. Mark 16, verse 16, and John 3, verse 5. Just as the Jews became upset and crucified Jesus, many today become upset when it's pointed out that their religious beliefs are not based upon the written Word of God, but upon mere traditions of men. In summary, there are many other things that could be pointed out, but we close with this passage. In Hebrews 3, verse 8, the Bible says, "Do not harden your hearts, as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness. Let us not harden our hearts like those who crucify the Lord. Examine yourself to see if you are in the faith." 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Double-check the Scriptures and make sure that you are not in the wrong church. Don't become stiff-necked and harden your heart against the truth. To do so makes us of the same attitude as those hardened Jews who crucified the Lord. Let's not be like them. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there you may download our notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Again, that address is www.willofthelord.com. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.